This is Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Meisner and Smith are a popular and widely touring duo, originally from Davis, California. Their background is in music and theater. They have performed their original Americana folk music together in concerts and in theater productions for more than 15 years. They have a show this Sunday night at Capitol Stage in Midtown Sacramento, and they're working on a new album. With music from the new album, they are in our studio. Happy to have you both back, Sam Meisner and Megan Smith. Welcome.
Thank you, Beth.
Let's jump right into the music, and we'll hear something that you're working on for 2020, and then we'll talk about it afterwards, okay?
Sounds good.
Here they are, Meisner and Smith.
I've got a hunger deep as the water. Future's bright as a murder of crows.
Sometimes I feel like a fatherless daughter, motherless child, nobody knows.
Chest to the earth, eyes on the spotter, a flick of the wrist, everyone goes. Sometimes I feel like a lamb to the slaughter, everyone sees me right through my clothes. Carry the song, stories and textures, try not to think about what has been sold. Where are the hands? Where are the gestures? Yesterday's comfort is already cold. Children lost and scattered, swept through the waves to sleep on the shore. Finally arrived, what does it matter? Freedom here might be worse than war.
That's Sam Meisner on vocals and acoustic guitar, and Megan Smith on vocals and upright bass. They are Meisner and Smith. They will be at Capitol Stage in Sacramento on Sunday, this Sunday, December 15th. It's a 7:30 show. They have their trio partner with them, We'll talk about him in just a moment. And the show is going to feature some of the new songs that are in the process of being recorded for a new album. That was one of them. So welcome again. Glad to have
you
here.
Thank you. So good to be here.
Tell me about, Sam, I'm going to move you to that microphone and then we can hear you. But tell me about the new album and that song in particular.
Yes, the new album is taking shape and we've been working on it in the studio and workshopping the new songs. It's funny, with each album, there's sort of a personality that emerges.
Right.
When you're working on a group of songs and you're recording them and you're learning them. You write the songs, but then you actually kind of end up learning them, almost like you get to know people when you get sort of down to the details in the studio and you're working on, you know, really subtle things. And so we're starting to see a personality sort of taking shape now, which is really exciting.
That song was titled Deep as the Water.
Deep as the Water, yeah.
There's that line in there, the future is bright as a murder of crows.
Yeah.
There's some darkness in this album, clearly.
Yeah, I think it's reflecting some anxiety and some trying to look for where is hope. I think, you know, it's out there, but some moments are dark, too. And yeah.
I think of the two of you as storyteller songwriters, and each of your songs will pick from a nugget or a memory or an image. So
yeah.
What else is evolving on this album?
I think exploring some ourselves playing extra instruments, more instruments than we would do live, and also bringing in other musicians to do that too, to kind of flesh things out in ways. That's part of what I think the discovery tends to be in the studio, is we have the kernels of the songs that we play live as a duo, and then we bring them in, and working with our engineer and other musicians, we tend to kind of, we're trying to be more and more open to not what we've done before necessarily, but it's just exploring what else we can do. Not that we're going in some great new direction, but just kind of stretching ourselves a little bit, being open to things.
So talk about the multi-instrumentalist that you'll have with you this weekend at the show.
Well, our friend Josh Yenny is out of Sonoma, California, and we've been playing with him for a number of years now. He plays the pedal steel, which is an instrument people will recognize mostly from country music, perhaps, but it is an extremely versatile instrument. So he plays that, and he also will be playing electric guitar for some of the other sort of more rockin' tunes that we're going to be doing. So, we're really lucky to be playing with him. We really enjoy it. So it kind of brings a different color to everything that we play when we invite him to play with us.
We can expand on things. We can expand on, you know, as a duo, we're holding everything down by ourselves. And can't really solo when we're the two of us as much as we can. When you add a third person who's got a great ear for instrumentation, we can stretch the songs out a little bit and color them differently.
When you were here 18 months ago, you had released Headwaters, which had some cover songs. And you also performed Sadie's song, an original, and people can find that on the website. That was so beautiful. How was the experience of playing covers, touring with covers, giving an audience songs that they knew, already had expectations of in your style?
I think it's a really great way to introduce especially new listeners to what we do. I mean, it's so funny to be on the inside of the music, because a lot of times you can't really see yourself because you're on the inside. But over the years, we have realized that we do have this sort of Meisner and Smith sound. And so kind of putting that into a framework of an already well-known song can sort of, like, you know, enlighten people about what our music is about, and, you know, also sort of where we came from in terms of the music that we listened to growing up. And, you know, for instance, just more specifically, I feel like I kind of learned how to sing harmony from listening to Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel, you know, with my sister and I, you know, singing these songs in our bedroom together. But, you know, stuff like that, I think it helps people to understand where our music kind of, like, springs from.
How does that work between the two of you with harmony? Like, would you sing a line and then Sam will figure it out, or Sam sings a line and you kind of play with it? Could you actually demonstrate that for me?
Well, just technically, I think what often happens is if I've written a song, I'll come in and kind of show Megan the bare bones of it. Like, here's the melody, what I'm singing. If I'm singing the melody.
Why don't you sing just like a melody from one of our other songs? And then
okay,
I'll just.
Which one?
We're going to hear. Go ahead.
Oh,
we're going to hear Threadbare in a minute. So you want to play with a little line from Threadbare?
Let me guess, you've had a day, came out behind.
So that's the melody. And then my job is to sort of like blend my voice as harmony to make it kind of one voice almost, with the harmony and melody kind of joining a little bit. So it'll sound like this.
Let me guess, you've had a day, you came out behind.
So it's a lot about finding. Megan's got such an amazing ear and voice for harmony. She sings great lead too, but a lot of it is just working on the blend, and it's not just singing the right notes that sound good together. But real great harmony singing is about matching the phrasing of each word, the attack of each word. So you know, we really work hard on not just singing the same notes and the same things every time, but really locking in. Like it's like dancing, really.
Yeah.
Would you do that one more time? And Megan, would you play a little with the harmony the way you might be experimenting
if you
were in a rehearsal?
Yeah, sure.
Let me guess, you've had a day, you came out behind.
So there's another choice, you know, it's like,
so then
different.
Would Sam give you feedback, or would you decide, or where does the song ultimately find its landing spot?
I think it's both of us.
Yeah, and it's like that personality thing that we talked about, like the song kind of, you know, when we're actors, we're serving a play, you know, we're trying to bring out what the playwright is trying to show with the story. So with the song, even with the harmony, not just the lyrics, we're trying to serve the song. So it's kind of like, I know it's hard to sort of describe, but the song kind of does tell you what it needs. And, you know, there's all kinds of options with harmony.
And
that's
sometimes
so wonderful
we decide,
about it.
Let's not have harmony on this line.
Yeah.
It has more of an impact when we come in later.
Yeah.
Even though it sounds so good, but there's certain, you know, the arc of a song, sometimes you want to have it, let it build. So you don't want to have harmony through the whole song.
That's right. Yeah.
Although I think we do on this
song. We do on this song.
but sometimes you don't. It really helps to have that contour.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
For the music lesson.
Of course.
By Meisner and Smith. The new album is going to be titled what? Do you know?
You know, it's kind of a working title right now, Tears and Ink. And we'll see if that holds, but it seems to be holding so far.
We'll see when we come back next if it's still titled that.
Timetable for
2020. Fall of 2020.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Pre-election.
Yeah, pre-election for sure.
Well, it's a delight to have you in the studio. I want to say thank you and tell everybody again about the show this Sunday. And then we're going to hear you perform Threadbare.
Cool.
And then we'll close out the show with a little bit of music, too. So I'll let you stand back up. But happy holidays to you both. Thank you so much for being here. And it's always a joy to be witness, both with my eyes and my ears, to your harmonies. Thank you. So you heard us play a little bit with Threadbare, and now you're going to hear the song, the original, by Sam Meisner and Megan Smith.
One, two, one, two.
Let me guess, you've had a day, you came out behind. Every truth you tried to say, it came out a lie. Time doesn't take, it flows. Soon the child will crawl, I know. And there's still love where we began, looking out from where I stand. Lining up the rules to break, just to survive. All the smiles you'll have to fake, once you arrive. Time doesn't race, it slows, crawls a while without your clothes. Standing still will take its toll. Take it from this threadbare soul. Tight and cinch your braids and speech out for mine. Time is a trick, it folds, curves and twists, and when you're old, faded songs tease yesterdays. Round and round this jukebox maze. Fate's been unkind, so grit your teeth and set your aim. Step from your blind. Time doesn't speak, it shows. There's still light where darkness grows, and there's still love where we began. Looking out from where I stand. Where I stand,
where I stand,
standing still will take its toll.
Meisner and Smith, they will be at Capitol Stage Sunday, December 15th at 7:30. We'll post links to not only that event information, but their past visits here on Insight. And Sam, would you go to the mic for 1 minute and just mention the holiday show that's coming up too?
Absolutely. We're playing at a great show with a bunch of local musicians called Home for the Holidays. It's in Davis. Joe Craven is part of it. So many others, I'm forgetting names right now, but local musicians for a great cause for Davis schools. And that is Monday the 23rd. I don't remember, tickets are available online and all of that, but it's a great show.
We'll make sure we find a link to that too. I know you have such a following in the area, especially hometown in
Davis.
Yeah,
it's great to play
there. Got to mention that as well. Well, thank you. I'm going to close out the show so that you can just send us off into the rest of the day with some instrumentals, okay? Thank you, everybody. I'll tell you, that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. We had producers Helen Barrington and Cynthia Lopez helping out. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Emily Zentner, and Helga Salinas. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our engineer is Antonio Munez. Our director is Matt Piscini, and we had help today. Thank you, Anthony, from Anthony Van Hook. Insight's managing editor is Aram Sarkissian. Joe Barr is our chief content officer. Thanks for joining us. Thank you again to Sam Meisner and Megan Smith. And they're going to take us into the end of the hour. They are Meisner and Smith.